Okay, let's go talk to Jim. Jim, it's Tim Carter. Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show on WGRR.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, buddy.
I've got a question for you. I've got a lamppost in the front yard that is concreted in. Well, I am replacing the lamppost. Best way to get the concrete out of there?
It's really simple as far as I'm concerned. I always take a duckbill shovel. And you know what a duckbill is? It's the shovel that's kind of long and kind of narrow.
Okay.
All right. And I just dig around the outside of that of the concrete.
Okay.
And, you know, that gives you this, like 4 or 5 inch wide, you know, it's almost like you're creating a donut. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And what happens is you're going to find that as soon as you get about halfway around the lamppost concrete, if you put a pry bar or another shovel on the far side of the concrete, you're able to almost like push the concrete, you know, the whole thing, you know, into that void that you created.
Okay.
You know, in other words, and if you continue just to dig around it, eventually you're just going to be able to lift the whole thing out.
Okay.
You know, and here's the best part is that once you start to dig around it, if you then take a sledgehammer and hit the concrete, believe me, it'll just crack right off of the lamppost. It's so easy. The trick is that you have to get the dirt away from the concrete so that when you hit it with a sledgehammer, the concrete's got some place to go.
Okay.
That's why, I mean, if you've ever watched a contractor who's taking concrete out, like if you're removing sidewalk, it's the first piece that's hard to get out, you know, like if you're trying to take out a piece of concrete that's surrounded by concrete.
Uh-huh.
But once you have that first hole created, then it's very easy to crack the concrete and push it away.
Okay.
Is that easy, buddy? Anything else?
Wiring. If I run in, is there any surefire way to tell if I have aluminum wiring in this lamppost once I get it out?
Well, yeah, I mean, once you look at the splice, you know, if you look at the wire type, I mean, aluminum wire is, it's silver colored. It looks like aluminum, you know, whereas copper wired is brown or copper colored.
Okay.
But you know, make sure you got that thing turned off before you start investigating.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're going to get zotted.
Definitely get a good old zot on.
Got that right.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. All righty. Well, we're just about out of time. We've only got just about a minute left. So once again, if you just happen to wake up, here I've got a special deal for you. This is like the end-of-year clearance deal. My producer, Ryan, has got to hit his quota today selling cell phones over at Florence Mall. He's in the lower level at the Cincinnati Bell kiosk. And like I said, I've got – if you buy a cell phone from Ryan today – and it's got to be today, any of my bid sheets, any of my e-books, I'll give them to you for free. So, Ryan, tell them some of the cool deals they can get quickly.
Well, what we're doing right now is we're giving away a free phone on new activations only. And after we give you that free phone, we're giving you a $40 mail-in rebate, so you're actually going to make $40 off each phone. If you're not familiar with Cincinnati Bell at all, they do not make you sign a contract, which is a huge deal to a lot of people. So if you're not happy with us, then just get rid of us.
That's exactly
Also throw in a free car charger and a leather case or a clip if I have one, which is kind of a crapshoot. But
yeah, so they can make some sweet deals.
Yeah,
here.
We will take care of you. We'll fit your needs as
but
long
it's
as
today only.
It's today only.
So I mean, we're 10 to 6. It's like your help. I want to help Ryan out here. So this is my like Christmas present to Ryan. So if you're in the Northern Kentucky area, Florence Mall, lower level, the Cincinnati Bell kiosk, it's kind of right in the middle of the mall area. And, you know, make sure you identify yourself. You know, make sure you say, hey, I heard about this on WGR. And then Ryan will take your information down, and I'll get in touch with you, you know, to give you what you need.
And there's going to be some other people there, so just make sure
you got to ask for Ryan, or it's not going to work. Okay, I'll be back next week. I wish you a happy new year, and be very safe tonight. Thanks very much. And remember, askthebuilder.com, and this has been WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati.